Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Sharia. Hello. I don't think this will work. Okay, everybody. Sharia and I are trying to figure out this. Something is not working quite so. It's not working properly. So anyways, let me go ahead and put on these other little earbuds here. Okay. All right, gang. Hold on. Hello, Zaria. Hello. Oh, hold on a second. I gotta bring her through. Hello.
That's helping you unmute me. Yeah.
All right.
It does
welcome
help when you
to
unmute
our
me.
Show. All right, everyone. I think we're good to go. Hopefully, everyone can hear me. And our show will now begin. And welcome, everyone, beloved gods and goddesses of New Earth. So today is January the 22nd, 2023. And I want to, yesterday was one of those days where there was a lot of things that were not working properly in some people's, especially for our call yesterday with Q, we weren't able to get through. And then, you know, anyways, long story short, we're back on track. We'll talk with Q a little bit later today. But in the meantime, we are now going to have our Zora call. So today we have a couple of guests, and let's go ahead and get started because our next guest is going to be coming on in about, let's say, in about 20, 25 minutes from now. Today, I think we're going to be talking, I'd like to have the opportunity to ask Zora a few questions since we only have a half an hour here, 25 minutes or so. But I would like to have Zaria say a few words before we move forward. So Zaria, good morning, and how are you this day?
Indeed, beloved gods and goddesses, how are you this wondrous, glorious, and loving day?
Oh my gosh! Zora, thank you for being here already. So, well, it's interesting, because I think we all know through different avenues that the ascension process has begun, and it has started actually back in 2012 when we had that shift. We thought that was the big deal. I mean, we thought that was it, but it was not. It was a forward movement energetically and cosmically, but that wasn't the ascension time. But coming from different sources now, we are at the end of our ascension period. Is that correct, Zora?
At the end of it? No. I would say you're somewhere in the middle of it.
Okay. Oh, all right. Okay. Well, this is good then. So when you say the middle of
no,
it.
No, understand. No one ends.
Explain
the
that in. Okay, so explain the middle of it in terms of what you see the middle of it mean. Because we're in our time now. This is 2023. When you speak about middle of it, what does that mean in terms of time?
Well, if you understand, 2012 was the beginning of the ascensions, that was began to take place. And so you're somewhat in toward the middle of it now, and you're moving onward. It doesn't end. Once it starts, it doesn't end. Everyone is still going to be ascending. So to say that it's near the end, no, it's not near the end, because ascension doesn't end. You're always ascending.
It never ends. It never ends.
Well, it doesn't end until what is termed as until the fifth dimension is in full swing for everyone.
Right.
And then it will come to an end.
All right. So we've always also spoken a little bit about the waves of people ascending. So let's talk about the present wave in which we are in, where people are going to be moving forward into full fifth. So do you see that in terms of the population, so that this will be our time, like in the next year? Because if we're waiting for that big,
well,
people call it the flash,
understand,
they
like
talk
I
about
said,
the rainbow wave, yes.
Mm. Understand, you still have what you call little remnants of the cabal that are still playing
yes.
their little shenanigans. And you still have people that are ascending by way of conflict, by way of murder, by way of accidents, by way of missiles, conventional missiles, not nuclear, conventional missiles going into the Ukraine. So there's many people still ascending right now. And, of course, you do ascend in one of two ways. You ascend either with your body,
yes.
or you take it with you, or you ascend without it, and it gets cremated or buried.
Right. I think what I'm referring to, Zora, is the ascension with body. So if I can clarify that question a little bit more. So we know that there's huge events that are already in its process for us this year. So as you had said before, that we're waiting for the rainbow wave, and some people call it the solar flash, and our movement into photonic belt.
No, the solar flash.
I understand, but that's what people say it is, but it isn't. So let's talk about the photonic belt. Right. So let's talk about the photonic belt. Are we moving into the photonic belt this year?
Well, it's a very good possibility, yes. Now, whether or not we're doing it at this very moment, no. Understand, when you enter the photonic belt, there won't be any sun, there won't be any darkness on the face of the planet. How many times have I told you this? When you go into the photon belt, it is pure light. And the Earth will be engulfed in it, so therefore there won't be any darkness anywhere on the Earth. So, that will last for a period of existence. And you'll know when you're in it, because there won't be any darkness.
All right. So you don't see that this year, then, I take it.
I said it could possibly happen during this year.
Okay, well, I just wanted to make sure that it's a possibility. So
you're not going to do what is termed as tie me down to a date.
No. It's a process of elimination, I guess. So let me ask you this. I know everybody's waiting for the RV, and we know how super imminent that is, just because of what is happening with the economies, the changing, and the go-back process of all currencies, which is part of Gassara, and then we have Nassara as well for the United States. Now, let's just put a scenario together for a second, Zora. So let's just say, because this is then kind of what's out there right now, that it is expected that we will have it before the end of this month. So let's just say we have it now. We have it tomorrow, right? If we have that tomorrow, what is moving forward from that point then, as far as the energies, as far as, you know, people moving more into fifth dimension, you know, tell us the process, because that is the process actually that begins the movement forward. Would you not agree?
The galactic disclosure comes then.
Right. And that's a biggie.
That is a biggie.
Yes. Okay. So since the RV is at hand or very imminent, and subsequent to that, that there will be the big disclosure. And do you feel people are ready for that?
I feel if they're not ready by now, they're going to be extremely surprised when it does occur.
If you were to look into your crystal balls,
I would say the population is ready for the galactic disclosure.
Hmm.
Yes, they are. Now, whether or not all of them are, no, not all of them, but a majority of them, yes.
So you would say probably 60 to 75% are prepared, are ready?
90%.
Really? Oh, that's huge.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. So once the galactics come, and you have given us so much information in the past that is coming to fruition in terms of what other spiritual beings are stating, because they're stating similarly now to what you said to us, years ago, back in 2011.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yes.
So you are still, so when you say disclosure, galactic disclosure, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
When you speak of galactic disclosure, now we know about the EVS, where the Starlink satellite will be coming forth so that we won't have to worry about the internet that we have that's taken over by the cabal. But the Starlink, which has been put together, I think, by, Elon Musk, as well in collaboration with Trump and, the Galactic Alliance, et cetera. So when we have that, then that makes it much easier than for Sananda Jesus or Sananda Yeshua to come through visibly on all of the different, electronics that people have. Is that correct? Is that still in play?
Yes.
Yes. All right.
And
there
are some beings on the earth at this time that have been working with, or I should say, tampering with amino acid computers. So even that technology will be coming forth quite soon.
Oh, after disclosure.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And of course, once disclosure comes, then we have, so then that also means that the energies that are, when it happens, the energies coming in from the cosmic, the central sun, as well as all of the other areas in our universe are coming here to assist in bringing that vibration or that frequency higher in order for us to be able to meet with our inner and hollow earth civilizations. our brothers and sisters below the surface. Is that correct?
Yes, of course.
So that
also
means
understand,
that many...
Yes. Also understand that the... after the disclosure occurs and you have gone pretty much into all of your humanitarian projects and they're pretty much in full swing, then you'll be looking forward toward what is termed as the gathering. So
Alrighty.
that would be another main event, final event from the planet Terra Crista. That will be the event to end all events.
Does that mean full ascension of planet Earth into the central universe?
That means the terraformation of your planet, re-terraformation.
Okay, so when that happens, nobody is going to be here, obviously, and
one will be here because no one would want to be here during that period
right.
of existence. Understand?
Yes.
What we are looking at, I think currently your Richter scales go up to what, 9 or 10? Well, your Richter scales will be obsolete according to what is coming. Literally, you're looking at a 20 to 25 point quake globally, and that will totally obliterate all remnants of what man has created, and it will be reclaimed by Mother Terra Crista, which means that all of the skyscrapers, your cities, your monuments, all everything, achievements of man will be literally wiped from the planet. But there won't be anyone here to experience it. At that time, Terra Crista will not only be re-terraformed, but it will also expand in landmass. The continents will get larger, not smaller, as many of you have prophesied. No, they're going to get bigger. United States is going to have a lot more, property, such as we'll take Los Angeles and San Francisco will no longer be a beach area. It will be a land part of the land mass, and then further out, about between 150 to 200 miles out, will be more land. It will be coming up from the Pacific Ocean, and the same with the Atlantic Ocean. So all the continents were going to get larger, not smaller. Your oceans will become smaller, but not the land. The land will become larger.
And re-terraformed.
In other words, there'll be no more deserts on the surface of Terra Crista.
Oh. Now this is you're talking about the gathering, right? That's what's going to happen at the gathering.
The Milky Way galaxy, all the planets that have incarnates on the Earth will be coming here to collect them. If you're Sirian, you'll be going back to Syria. If you are Orion, you'll be going to Orion. If you're Alpha Centaurian, you'll be going to Alpha Centaurian. If you're from Mars, you go back to Mars. If you're from Jupiter, you'll be going back to Jupiter. So understand, people will be going back to their home worlds.
Well, so when this happens,
some will be going into Hollow Earth.
Okay. So that the junction between now and that point and moving into the center of the universe, which is where we're headed, when does that happen? Does that happen after the gathering then that we'll be heading closer and closer to the center of the universe, which is what you've already spoken about also in the past?
Understand. During the terraformation of planet Earth, also the entire Milky Way galaxy will be moving further into the universal center, the central sun of the universe, in that direction. So
and
the entire Milky Way galaxy.
Right.
There are multiple galaxies, and as I won't say how many, but there's also many universes. So so you understand that your solar system is on the edge of the Milky Way galaxy, moving in toward the inner portion of the Milky Way galaxy. So you will begin to see your constellations moving out of position. And that's already starting to happen in certain areas because what you call your astronomers are a little perplexed because some of their things are moving out of place. So it's going to be a grand journey for sure. And, of course, we in Hollow Earth, it will not affect us that much. But our people on the surface of the Earth, yes, it definitely will affect them. But understand, when the gathering takes place, you come and brought back to the Earth, you won't be residing on the Earth's surface anymore. You will be residing in the Hollow Earth. Because understand, in the beginning, the premise was just to see if a population could exist on the surface of a world. And, of course, that has been accomplished. So now that that's been accomplished, now it's time for everything to go back the way it was, meaning you no longer live on the surface of the planet. You live inside the planet. In the hollow interior, in the subtropical paradise that is within. So understand that you will no longer have the desire to live on the surface part. The surface part will be a pristine surface, meaning you will be able to go there for recreation, if you will, but you will not be residing on her. You will be residing in her.
Okay, thank you so much for that, Zora. Since we're on that topic, and I'm going to be bringing in our next guest here very, very shortly. So my next question then is, I want to think about, you've spoken about us getting over that our solar system, our entire galaxy is moving towards the center of the universe. So are we looking at a thousand, just to help us to understand, are we looking at another 500 to 1,000 years in our term before we get to the center of the universe at this point?
You're on a journey, and the journey will take many what you call periods of existence. But understand that you won't be worried about that. You'll be too much in happiness and harmony and bliss. So you will not be worried about where the planet is going or where the solar system is going. You'll be more concerned about your sojourn on Terra Crista or in Terra Crista. So I wouldn't really be concerned how long it's going to be before you see the center of the universe. because you'll be too preoccupied with other things, such as creativity,
and being happy, right?
such as tra- itself is traveling to many densities. And so you're going, and you understand, you will no longer, when you reach the fourth, fifth density, you will no longer need the ability to be flying in what you call airships, or airlines or airplanes or things of that nature. They'll be obsolete. The only travel you will have will be through thought. And understand, you can travel through thought in an instant. So whether or not you wish to go to Mars or Jupiter or Saturn or Pluto or the Sun or wherever, you will be able to just speak it forth and you will be there. So what need would you have to be flying in a spaceship?
So we won't need spaceships, I guess, is what you're trying to say.
After all is said and done, no, you will not have to have the use of ships. You will be able to, just through thought, I would like to take a trip into Mars. And when you open your eyes, you'll be there. So you will not need what you call the transports to take you there. You will already be there. But also understand,
wonderful,
many people are under the false impression that Mars does not have an atmosphere. I can assure you it does. And I can also assure you that you can breathe on Mars without the use of oxygen tanks. Understand, there is blue sky on Mars. What you see on the pictures from Mars have been filtered through NASA's filtering system, making Mars appear as a red planet. It is not red.
Okay. Thank you, Zora, for that. I've got to bring in our first guest, who is Michael Andrews, along with Matt. And I just wanted to ask you a question before we bring him in. So in regards to our focus right now in this reality, this plane of existence that we are in, that we're caught in, we're in anyways, are we kind of going off track, you know, in terms of what we are investing in? So, and I know that we really appreciate all the help that Michael has on for all of us at this time. But one of the questions has to do with, you know, the nodes, and it isn't just Michael, but we're talking about a number of people already and of course in the past it's always been about taking away from Mother Earth, you know, digging into the soil for oils and gas, and now we've got technology now where you could use a satellite so it can determine where the minerals are, whether it's gold or silver or diamonds or whatever, and utilize those as investments. So, I mean, we don't want to have to take advantage of Mother Earth if she already, you know, she doesn't want you to do that. So are we moving in the wrong direction then as we invest in, for example, the nodes that are a part of, having, again, to be able to move into and locate certain minerals or water or oil or whatever so that we can prosper? Or what is your take on that? I mean, are we moving in the wrong direction? I mean, are we part of the bad guys now that is taking advantage of Mother Earth when we don't want to do that?
Understand that Mother Earth wants you to have crystals. They want you to have what you call minerals. The one resource that Mother Earth did not want you to mess with was oil. And they've done extensive damage there. But
around the world.
Yes. So that is what you call the Earth's lifeblood. So you don't need to mess with oil. It's the oil.
What about gas?
Yes.
What about gas?
Well, that too. That has to do with oil as well. So understand the. But as far as your minerals, your in Hollow Earth we have gold laying everywhere. So and there's no value to it whatsoever. It's just a rock. But,
and diamonds also, right?
And diamonds and all that, but you know we don't partake of those.
Okay.
We're too engrossed in manifestation, more than anything else. So we don't have time for what you call the mining practices of mining gold and silver, because it has no value whatsoever. It's not being used for anything. Maybe to adorn something, but not there's no value to it. At least we in Hollow Earth don't have any value to it. I imagine if you were to bring people that were what you call stuck on the monetary ideal of it, would be in shock if they were to see all the gold in Hollow Earth. Anyway. But point being, it has no intrinsic value. Understand, we don't have a monetary system. We don't need a monetary system because it's not required. And understand, when you got beyond this, let me finish. You got what is termed as your you have skills and you have abilities. And they are traded for goods. Now, that is what we have, the type of system we have for commerce. It is barter and trade. It has nothing to do with currency.
Thank you. All right, Zora. I think I'm behind already. I have to bring Michael through, and we really do appreciate all of your assistance and
I had to finish it.
Yes, I know. I had to bring that up because we don't want to harm Mother Earth. We want to assist her in her ascension. So, anyways, let's go ahead. I'm going to let you go, Zora. Thank you so much for being here. You could kind of hang in there.
Well, the last thing I will say is that Mother Earth has already ascended. You people are catching up.
Right. Okay. Thank you, Zora. We'll talk to you another time. So thank you so much for being here. We love you. Give us your 54321, and let me bring Michael through.
54321, receive. And put your headbands on.
54321, we receive. And from the gods and goddesses of our beings, we are completely healed and completely healed and energized, and thank you so much, Zora, for being here. We love you. All right, everybody. Let's put on a different hat, and now I'm going to be calling in Michael and Matt so they can tell us more about what is happening in the world of finances. Here we go. I'm going to put you on mute, Soraya.
Hello.
I shall do this for you.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
Hi, how are you doing?
We're very good. Thank you so much. Sorry we're a little bit late here, a couple of minutes. So let me go ahead and bring in Matt, and we'll get started. Okay, hold on 1 second. Thank you so much for being here with us today. And we're hoping that you had a wonderful holidays, with everything, you know, whether it's Hanukkah, whether it's Christmas, whether it's a different kind of festivities, but it was all celebrations. And then, of course, now we're here in the new year. And we're off to a great start, right, Michael?
We sure are, definitely.
Okay. Well, we look forward to what you have to say for us today. So let's bring Michael in now. All right. Oh, wait a minute. I think I got this wrong. Hold on a second, everybody. I got to cancel this. This is the wrong number. Sorry. Let me try that one more time. I think I am dyslexic.
I'm still here with you, just so you know.
Oh, yeah. Okay, hold on one second. Here we go. I think I got it now.
Hello. Is this Jane?
Hi. There's that familiar voice. Hi, Matt. How are you?
Hi, Jane. I'm doing great. How are you?
Okay, we're very good. I've got Michael over here. So let's go ahead and get started with our show. And let me go ahead and do a little bit of an intro for Michael and a little bit for you as well. And let's get going, all right? Michael, you're here
all right,
with us?
I am.
Okay. All right. Now, I know that there are some of you that are listening to this call that are maybe brand new and you don't know about Michael, you don't know about Matt, and you don't even know about what we're going to be discussing today. So it's all about, you know, discussing, you know, what is happening in the financial world today and why we have Michael here, first of all, is because he's been an enormous help to many people and helping people worldwide, helping them to move in the right direction in terms of investments and in terms of, you know, the crypto world and et cetera. So a little bit about Michael. So we know Michael, it's been at least 2 to 3 years already. And he, first of all, has a beautiful heart. He is very heart-centered, and he's really here to assist us in becoming prosperous, coming from the financial world, and to be able to help those who need the assistance. You know, it doesn't matter whether or not they only have $100 or to invest in, and just to be there so we can pass this forward to everyone that we know to help them become prosperous at this time. So Michael Andrews is, well, we won't have to say that he's from Florida because he always talks about how nice and warm it is and we're freezing. But he is a master trader for Forex, has been in that field for over 25 years. He started off as a young child learning his father's trade and then was able to do everything his father did. And going forward, he was also introduced. You know, it's interesting how you develop, and then all of a sudden you come in, and then there's another teacher who comes to you and says, hey, you wanna be able to prosper, and you want to be able to help people, and let me show you the way. And so he was taught by another wonderful being who was then became his teacher, and I'll have Michael kind of go into that a little bit. But anyways, so that is the reason why he has become very, very successful since he was, 17 years old or so. Most of us are still trying to go to school at that time, not really thinking about prosperity and et cetera, et cetera. But he's very well known in the real estate area as well as, of course, in the Forex, understands that and understands also the crypto world in which we now live in. Saying all of that, he has been a marvelous teacher, mentor, and everything else you can imagine in regards to really helping us to know more and more about what that is all about so we know what that part is in terms of how it affects us in this now. All right, so let me go ahead. I don't want to say any more. Go ahead, fill in a little bit of those blanks, Michael, and thank you so much for being here and being here helping all of us.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Jane. And right before I do that, I just want to give it back to Zoria, Billy, and yourself as well for just being a pivotal part of just expanding this and getting this out to the world and being open to do that. Obviously, you don't have to do this, but it's in your heart to just help people and to make sure people are okay. So I truly appreciate you so much for our relationship and just, you know, the desire to want to help people at a much higher level. And that's just something that we had in common when we first met. So I appreciate you so much for the platform. You know, when I'm talking to people offline, off this call, they always talk about the longevity of how long they've been listening to your call up to this point and, you know, what type of people they are. Very benevolent people within this group. And
yeah.
I truly appreciate being associated with people who just love people and want to do their very best. So there's so many names I could go through. It would be ridiculous at this point. Definitely in the thousands now. And just really appreciate the both of you for what you're doing and the consistency of that. So we truly love you. All right. So the next thing I want to go into. And the next thing I want to go into is Matt, right? Matt is a powerhouse. I definitely will have him say a few things about himself. And I would like to actually start the call with Matt. I'm always trying to figure out the best placement. But I'm going to actually have him, you know, just discuss a little bit about himself, you know, about the call, how long he's been connected with the call. Also, I want him to just kind of go over the event we were just part of, and that's why we delayed. We were wanting to come in on earlier, but we delayed just because we wanted to make sure we had more information that we can bring to everyone, really getting this year moving forward in the right direction. But I do want to just go into that right before I get into a little bit about myself, because all of that is going to come naturally together with the projects that are up and coming. It's going to come together very nicely. But, Matt, I just wanted to have you come on and just, you know, say a little bit about yourself as well, your background, and just a little bit about that. But also just your sentiment, you know, how you felt about this project we went to. It was myself, you, and then, of course, it was Mike as well. And, you know, just the time we spent, Maurice was there as well. But just kind of give a little bit of a view of what you experienced. I know I'm going to be talking about some of the details, but if you can just go over the experience and what you felt, that will be really great for all the listeners just to kind of understand that aspect. So I'll start with you.
Okay, great. Thank you, Michael, and thank you, Jane and Zaria and Zora, to be able to be on the show and assist. We greatly appreciate it. Just a little background. I'm in Virginia, Richmond, Virginia. I've been originally from California, grew up on a farm, and for the show, I've been listening to the Zora show with my friend Gloria. We've been listening to this show for like just over six years. Maybe we're going on seven now, I think. But it's been an amazing show. We've learned so much and continue to learn. And definitely, you know, being involved with Michael and the projects that we're involved in now has been just very much life-changing. And we just, I appreciate being able to be here to help people and assist in any way I can. So what Michael was talking about was the conference that we just attended that actually in Utah, and it was really an amazing conference that we went to. I think what we learned, what I could bring back from that conference in terms of what we're doing with these new projects, you know, the new projects involving the commodities and whatnot with the nodes, and how the company is actually working, I think is just amazing. I think what I could take away from the conference mainly was how the amount of incredible amount of integrity, benevolence, there's that word again, and I would say humanity, that basically what these projects are doing in helping countries and helping the world. And how they've structured the and set up the projects in a way that has been able to, particularly a lot of countries that have you know, that are not economically sound, like the United States and some of the other countries, that they have now a system now in place, and the way they structure it, where these companies and countries can actually benefit greatly, like they've never been, you know, benefited before. So I think I was very impressed with that. And let me see, I was going to add in, you know, people right now are kind of looking at adding value into their life. And I think with what we're doing with these nodes, Michael's going to go over in more detail, but we are dealing with real world commodities that give the projects a lot of stability in the market. And several projects that, you know, that they pay rewards that turn into tokens. And so we have the ability to buy software that mines in the cloud, and the cloud creates tokens. And these tokens have a monetary value that can be transferred into USD. So it is a great financial benefit for ourselves. And some of the newer projects that Michael will talk about will not actually involve even physical mining. You know, they've actually opened the door to a couple new projects that are amazing, and I'll let Michael take that from there. But that's kind of the overview. So it was a great conference, and I think it's an excellent opportunity for people to get involved in these particular nodes and be able to benefit greatly from what they provide. And I'll let Michael take it from there. So thank you, Michael.
Awesome. So thank you so much, Matt. Like I said, definitely a champion leader, and definitely someone out of the many individuals that have really come out of this, even more from this call, that have really stepped up and said, hey, you know, I want to benefit, but I also want to step up and start telling more and more people about this. So I'm going to have you come on the end, Matt, just to further a little bit on, you know, some of the things you're doing with certain countries. I mean, you don't have to be super specific. I know we're still working on some of that aspect, but that's going to open up to some of the people on the call to give them the understanding that they can connect with us and be able to let us know that, hey, I'm that person, or I know some people that are in this situation that can be helped with it. So we're going to discuss that a little bit, but I'll have you come back probably at the tail end once we're finishing up, just discussing some of the dynamics of what you're doing, because it's not just individually anymore. You've stepped up much higher, and you're dealing it from an even greater scale. So just kind of keep that in mind, and I'll get back with you on that. So what I want to do, I want to start with just some of the things that Matt was talking about, just to highlight it. And I'm going to try my best to get through this. For everybody that's on this call, please key in on getting my information, making sure that you can get on some of our calls that we do with Zoom. Some of the things we're going to be doing is physical meetings if you're in the surrounding area. But I encourage you to not just take the information, but take the next step, because this is something that's going to be bigger than what anybody can ever imagine. And it's just hard to kind of put it in within 30 minutes, hour, or even a day. It takes time to chunk this down. It's kind of like an elephant. You got to eat it one bite at a time, you know, because it's just that much content. But what I want to do is just kind of do an overview, an outline, and just give you some information so it's informed enough where you can go to the next step and get more involved. So the first thing I want to talk about is, like Matt said, he says that our projects that we're getting in is very eco-friendly. You know, when you think about the mining industry, a lot of times you think about what they do to the land, how aggressive and how abrasive it is for the land, and the impact it has on the community. A lot of times people think of that side, but what we're going to be talking about today alleviates that. It's more focused and more honed in on where you need to be as a regard to just messing up the land the way that it's been done today. So first and foremost, the projects that we're doing, one, of course, we've talked about it, is in Ghana. And some of the things that are really powerful is that the carbon footprint that we're addressing. A lot of farmers, a lot of individuals don't realize that right now there's a lot of provisions from countries that they pay towards that carbon footprint. Lower emissions Some of the things that we're doing now really helps for that as well. But it goes further than that. For instance, the satellite that we're talking about, and we're going to get a little bit deeper on that, so I'm just going to kind of just glance a little bit on it. The satellite actually does more than just finding oil, gold, silver, or other resources. It does a lot more than that. What we're finding is that it also can actually survey and find groundwater. Now, we know that, you know, as times are going, we're having issues with food in areas. We're having some food shortages. We're having some water shortages. So this satellite that we have, which we call it the Explorer, actually finds groundwater. And now that groundwater now can be used for the farmers. And those farmers now can increase the amount of grow that they have. And now that grow leads to more jobs, and it leads to a better economy. So what we're doing, it lends to some of the projects that each of you, even on this call, may have. It leads to being able to give better performance in that area. So if you're a person on the call right now, maybe you have a farm, right? Well, if that's the case, this is something, especially in the U.S., other areas I know we're going into, you may be encouraged to want to connect with us because they're connecting farmers within the community so that your grow can be better. You can really be able to find certain things faster, better equipment to make sure that you can do what you need to do. One of the things that I was really appreciating was is that with farming, we all know that if it's underwatered or overwatered, you get the same result. The crop does not yield anything. So what they've done is they've created technology that allows to make sure that it's not overwatered or underwatered, giving you more grow with whatever you're growing. So these are some of the things, some of the projects and what we've been able to accomplish with this group that to me is absolutely magnificent. So let's kind of go into some of the things, the improvement. And I know for myself, dealing with the amount of capital and money that I'm moving at any given time, it's always been an issue if you're moving lots of capital. It takes a long time. Verification process, it's just excruciating. So one of the things that our group that deals with the nodes backed by resources, they've come up with a process through digital, we call it plastic, metal, or exclusive. So you basically have a card that's going to be coming out that is going to be able to convert. So let's just say you have a node and it performs really well. You know, of course, gas right now is doing about 28,000 tokens a day. So let's just say you're in a situation where you're wanting to liquidate that and you want to purchase something from a store or you want to buy something. Well, now because of the processing that they have with this card, it converts instantly for you. So what that means is that when you go to a store and you purchase it, even though it may be in a NatG token, that NatG token now can be converted to USD or whatever your currency instantly, allowing you to make a payment, allowing you to do what you need to do because – in the world that we're living in right now, it's been a challenge to really be able to convert or do conversion when it comes to tokenomics or crypto or whatever it may be. It's a challenge to be able to do your conversion the way you want, to be able to now go back to USD. So going from USD to currency can be pretty simple now with just a wire or swapping it, you know, through maybe some company that does that. You know, you have Venmo, you have Zelle, you got different things now that people are able to, you know, Cash App, for instance, is one that can do that. But now coming back to USD, that becomes sometimes a challenge to be able to do that. So with what the company is doing right now, they're going to be having a digital plastic metal or what we call an exclusive card. Of course, when you think of exclusive, you're thinking of a card that allows you to have higher limits. This particular card actually is gold. So the actual exclusive card is made out of gold. And so that one will be coming out, but it has a value to it. So these are going to be some of the conversion ways for people to be able to convert from tokens or crypto over to actually being able to do USD purchase, because that's something that many of you have talked to me about. And I just want to be outright honest. Typically in that situation, I'm not a financial advisor. So all I can do is kind of tell you, hey, this is how you can do it. But I can't get involved with the process. We have to have a video or some training, because we can't be responsible for telling you exactly what to do in that case. But we can give you guidance for that part, because now it's kind of like we're getting in the middle of being an advisor as regards to just giving you a way to go in order to get into this marketplace. So I just want to kind of stress that too. But with this environment, being able to have a card that can just make that conversion, then that's something that just happens instantly for you. So that's very powerful. And I don't know if you're on the call and you've ever dealt or had to deal with crypto, but you know the importance of that, of being able to just take a card and go to a company or go online and make a purchase. You can do that now. Travel if you want to, whatever that may look like. Buy more equipment or buy foods and goods. You can do that now just with that card. So very powerful. Now, let's talk about tokenomics. Some of these words, if you actually even put it in your Word document, it's not even going to show up. That's how new this information really is that we're giving out. It's just we're in the beginning of an era. And so when you start talking about tokenomics, we're talking about that supply and demand. What makes what we're doing different from other things that are out there? You know, so many people, they call me and they said, hey, how do we avoid situations like FTX, you know? How do we avoid the big falls in price? Well, honestly, this all has to do with education, right? So if you're on this call right now, please, just like how the internet came and most people were thinking that we weren't going to have to address the internet or do anything with it, I encourage you to understand that this digital market, this crypto, this market that we're dealing with right now will be there. So even if it's not the actual digital currency and we move away from that in the future, we're still going to be dealing with the blockchain and dealing with technology, and we're going to be dealing with how things are done through our community faster. It's always going to be getting quicker, right? Now, the other things about this is royalty and the burn. I call royalty and the burn the secret sauce of what we're going to be talking about. I consider it to be like the Uber of the industry, because what we're doing right now, we're attaching ourselves to projects. And that attachment to the project doesn't mean we have to own the project or create the project. We're in a position right now that the project is already there, and what we do is we enhance it by making it a licensed digital project where we can get royalties out of it. So to kind of think about it, we know that if we take a ride with a person that drives Uber, we know that Uber, the company, is getting a percentage, or we call it royalty in this case, of that ride. And it doesn't matter if they get $20 or $30 or $100 as royalties for Uber. It doesn't matter. It could be even $2 they're getting, or a dollar off that particular ride. But at the end of the day, they're always getting paid first for that particular ride. So the same thing with this community that we're in with the nodes, we're getting paid first. We're not waiting to the end to get paid. We're getting paid right out of the gate. So as we start talking about these projects, we're not talking about after or as the project materializes and creates income. We get the payment right away. So let's go into the projects. We're going to do this quick. And Jane, can you just let me know how much time do I have, just so that I know how much to go over? I don't want to go too far. I don't know if you can chime in and just give me like a time.
About 25 minutes.
Beautiful. Excellent. Excellent. I should be able to do well. So I just know how I am. You know how I am. You know I can talk, so I just got to make sure I don't go too far. So this will definitely work. So the first project that this group had was what we call the debt token. Now, the debt token has sold out. That token is the token that literally allows all of the other projects to be liquidated. So in the field that we're in right now, we know that in order to move money around, it typically comes with an energy fee. I know some groups right now, they've gotten rid of energy fees, certain things like that, and that's great. But in our community, we don't have to worry about that because every single project I'm going to be talking about is backed by this debt token so that we are easily to do our transfers without it being a cost connected to it. So that's the first thing. Everybody loves not having to pay a fee when they're actually doing a transaction or a conversion. And that's what the debt token allows us to do. I'm going to talk about the debt token at the end because I find that the numbers are very powerful of where they came from and where they are today. We'll get into that as we move forward. But that project is sold out right now, but you can do swapping to it. So if you don't understand what swapping is, don't worry. Connect with us. You'll start to get more education on some of the terminology. You know, this industry is like a language, and once you learn it, it's not hard any longer. It's pretty easy, right? But you'll be able to swap it for other tokens like maybe BGLD, our growth token. So that's the first one. That one sold out, so I'm not going to put a lot of time into that one because I don't want to talk about something that people can't really get at this time. Another token that sold out was our BGLD. The BGLD was a token that was backed by crude oil. So just imagine that every single time that oil is found or it's processed, we are able to get a royalty from that process, right? So that one did phenomenal. It's completely sold out. But what happened was our satellite literally was able to find oil where they thought there was no oil. So to give you an example of what I mean by that, and I want to just get to this because I want to see it exact, they were able to find in what they thought was a dry well, they were able to find 41 million more barrels of oil, okay? So that project is what backs our tokenization so that you're able to benefit from the royalties from that project. So that one sold out as well. Our next one is natural gas. So natural gas is one that has sold out, but this is another one that when I first came on was available. This one performs very strong. It was about 29,000 tokens per day. If you had two licenses, if it was one license, it was about 15,000 tokens a day. And so that one was built on natural gas. So the thing about this is that each one of these projects are pretty much backed by a project. So that stops some of these other projects that are out there that doesn't have any backing. It's just something that is kind of similar to Bitcoin or exactly like Bitcoin, but it doesn't have a project supporting it. So it has a lot of strong downs. In the market last year, when everything went down about 70 to 80%, this only went down 20 to 30%. Then it bounced off the 20 to 30% loss, and it ended with a 77,000% return for the people who were involved. This has created, just within their community, probably around 500 millionaires at this time, and literally it's just getting started. Just getting started within this project. So we're looking to see a lot more. Now, to go into our next project, which is our Grow project. The Grow project is available right now. This is the project that we were talking about where it deals with agriculture, it deals with seeds, different things like that, different plants, and it allows us to be able to create income because what we're doing is we're pulling together a lot of farmers, a lot of different groups that by themselves would have bad pricing. But when you pull them all together, their prices drop. And because of the satellite technology, they're able to find resources faster so that they can be able to hire more people, be able to have more employees because they expand and because the property obviously grows faster because they understand if it's too dry, if it's too wet, they're able to get that perfect amount of moisture to make sure that the grow is there. So we are able to benefit from that because this is what we're doing. We're reducing waste. We're reducing the reliance on brokers. We have a better understanding of the bottleneck, creating value earlier in the process, and we are increasing efficiency with less administrative burden. So this is what we have supported with our agriculture, our farmers, and exactly what we had done in Ghana that really changed everything. So that's a project right now that is starting at $2,500. You can get in at on Grow. So this is one that, you know, it's getting to a point of getting close to being sold out, but it's still open for people to be able to get involved with. And that deals with our agriculture. That deals with being able to create royalties off of these projects and doing it earlier in the game. So right now, you know, the price is still like just above a penny. As it gets to a dollar and beyond, you can just imagine how big your returns can actually be. All right. So what we're going to do, we're going to move on from that, you know, to the next projects that we have. And so the next one is XPLR. So XPLR is our technology. And I'm just going to kind of go to a page that gives a little bit more detail about our XPLR because it's important to kind of know why this project is really the biggest project. We just connected with Fleet, and Fleet is one of the biggest satellite companies in the world, okay? And we're not talking about big satellites. We're talking about smaller satellites that are more powerful than the bigger satellites. And what this allows us to do and explore is, again, to be able to create a way to explore, to extract, to find these raw commodities, but to be able to do it in a way that doesn't hurt the land, because it's able to find commodities within 6 centimeters. And so instead of you having to destroy the land to find the resources, this is going to get you right there. And instead of it being a 2D rendering, it's going to pull it up where you can see a 3D rendering. So instead of just up and down, you can actually see the resource all around and be able to determine how much is there and how far in the ground it is, so that you can pinpoint, laser pinpoint, exactly where the resource is, which lowers the amount of money that you have to put out. It really makes sure that the land is not destroyed the way it's being destroyed today. And it's just fast, so you can just find what you're looking for much quicker. And so that's some of the things that our Explorer has been able to do. And I really feel that this is one of the trademark ones to get involved with. Right now it's at $2,500 for this Explorer. But one of the things that was really powerful is it led to a contract with Ghana where for the first time ever, they're allowing us to use the resource right within the ground in their country. And they never did that before. With Ghana, you had to do it outside of the country. So that's where they were doing it. But because of our company, we're the first company that has this satellite program that they're allowing us to extract resources because of how precision it is, and that we're doing it in a way to make sure that the country wins as regards to maybe other countries. What we've been able to accomplish because of these different products, we were thinking that we were only going to hit maybe 100 million last year. But we ended the year with 206 million because there's such a desire from countries to have this type of technology because of what it does and how it saves the environment. And that's something that's really powerful. And it's unfortunate because some of these countries, they're having a water problem. And this satellite can now survey for water and find the water in the ground, so that they don't have to go all the way to the big body of water, the ocean or the river, to get water, because it can be a lot of distance between. But now they can go right into the ground, be able to get the water they need. And that's what we're really doing, that's helping a lot of these farmers out and helping people to be able to get to their next goal. The next project, another project that we have that is available at this time, is Digital Link Gold. So for individuals that just like to purchase gold or things that are backed by gold, this project is starting at $1,500. Now, of course, with projects like these, they don't move as fast as the other projects. You may see a return of possibly a 30% return per year. But if you're a person that really enjoys things being backed by gold,
this is one that the projects that we're doing, it's real gold that is backing your tokens. So instead of the price having fluctuation, maybe it drops by 80% on other cryptos out there, you may only see a 20 or 30% drop, and then it's just going to bounce and go back up. So that's a nice project for stability. You know, if you have a certain amount of money and you're just saying, hey, I want to stabilize this because we've already lost over 80% of the value of the dollar and I don't want to lose any more, this is a great place to put your funds if you're just looking for stability, right? Our Illumina project, it's absolutely phenomenal. Our Illumina project, what happened with that, we were in Ghana at the time, and they had about five different areas. The first area took them 100 years to be able to get the aluminum out that they were doing. Now, aluminum is very important at this time because it deals with even what people are seeing electric cars today. You know, we're trying to diffuse the emissions out there with gas, but more people are turning to electric. Well, aluminum just became that more important. Well, we were able to go to this community, and not only were they not able to see that there was aluminum, but we were able also to see in that second area that they're working on now that there was gold there. They weren't even finished with the aluminum that was in the first area, so they had moved to the second area too early because there were more aluminum in the first area, but they just didn't know where it was. So you can just kind of understand the value of being involved with something that is going to be on a project or be worked on for the next 500 years. That's how much aluminum they have. It's going to be 500 years before they're able to get the aluminum out of the ground in that area. Ridiculous. But just think about your part of that project, how long your legacy is going to go just with that project alone. So it's just very powerful that we're able to monetize that, again, just from that one area. That's just one area, ladies and gentlemen, just one place. We already know that as we start to continue to do these scans, we're going to be able to find much more. So I'm proud to introduce, I know some of y'all already knew about some of those projects from our last call, but I want to kind of get into some that Matt was just talking about, he was alluding to, when it comes to projects that doesn't deal with the ground, that are a little outside of that. So very quickly, I want to talk about our beverage project. So first, I'm just going to go over beverage, and then we'll kind of get into some of the details. But now we have the beverage distribution. And if you're not aware, that's a trillion-dollar industry, over a trillion-dollar industry. It's getting more close to $2 trillion. And so within that, you may say, okay, well, how can you benefit from tokenization in that project? So, again, any project that we're involved with can truly be tokenized, but it's got to be a way for us to get the royalties from it. So what we've been able to do is we've been able to partner, and instead of some of these smaller companies out there, they're not doing well when it comes to some of the bigger companies. The bigger companies get better deals because they're doing so much that they're able to drive the price down. That's why when you look at Walmart and certain companies like that, they're able to have more successful pricing due to how much bulk they have. So what they're doing now is they're taking some of these smaller companies and grouping them together so that they can be more of a bulk purchase, which is decreasing the prices of manufacturing. It's decreasing the prices of distribution. So now we're able to do that supply and demand of the industry, be a participant of making about 5%. I know that doesn't seem a lot, but 5% of their savings now goes to our royalties, and we get that right away. So just think about how long that is going to be in place, how long that industry is going to be around, and we get to be a participant of that without even moving our fingers. We're making that set it and forget it for years and years to come. So we know nodes go for 10 years, but what a lot of people don't know is it really goes longer than that. As long as the project is still moving forward, you're still creating income, maybe not close to the amount in the beginning of the project, but at the end, you're still creating something for on and on and on, you know, from that point that you have the license, right? So very, very powerful. The beverage is going to be big. we're dealing with some of the higher projects like wine and things like that that has like a higher yield to make sure that we get the returns we're looking for. But we're helping the companies out there so that they're able to perform at a higher level because their costs are lower by almost 30%, right? Now, one that I'm excited about, because I know for many of you, y'all know that I'm in real estate. You know that's my background, and I kind of want to go and allude to what Jane was talking about in my beginnings. You know, in the beginnings, I was working with my dad, and, you know, I told my father and my mother, I was like, look, you know, we're printers. We can copy anything. So at the time, I said, why don't we just go ahead and print money? I was like, I don't understand. I don't understand why we're working so hard. And you got to understand, I'm only five or six years old at that time, very young. But my mind was already working on, hey, why don't we become the printers of that, you know? And so it dawned on me as I got older that I really wanted to be an investor. And that's how I connected with some very powerful people. I became a real estate investor, and then I got into the Forex market almost at the same time. A person took me to the side, and he just said, I really enjoy your energy, and I would like to train you. Of course, it wasn't free, but I would like to train you on how to do Forex the right way. And so he taught me strategy, and that really shifted me from everybody else. Everybody says, why are you so successful? And I would tell them, I said, it's all about your teacher. It's all about that person that's training you. Because if they're a multimillionaire or a billionaire, then you're going to be able to do similar things because they're training you to do that. And that's exactly what we're talking about here. So this next project is dealing with real estate. One of my first things I did outside of being a printer with my father was the real estate community. So you may be asking yourself, what in the world can we do in a real estate? How does that work? How does digital currency, how does the blockchain work inside of the real estate community? So we call this block. So the one before was BEV, B-E-V. That one starts at $1,000. I don't think I mentioned that. So you can get in at $1,000 for that particular license. Now we're coming to blocks, and it's real estate. So what we're doing in the real estate world is we know as real estate investors or agents that there's a lot of transaction fees. The fees can be exorbitant. They can be high. They can really take away from your bottom line. We know that if you're in real estate. So what they've done is they've brought together all of the different details of real estate transactions, cost and fees. And because of putting it all under one umbrella and doing that and doing lots of projects, then the price goes down. So instead of it being where maybe your price is at, you know, $10,000, the price can drop to $7,000 or $5,000, and that's big. That becomes a really big situation if you're saving that type of money. Well, because of those savings, there's a royalty fee in there for us, and that royalty fee now goes back into the licenses, and that gives the value to each of the tokens. So now instead of the token just being a token, it's now backed by a $1 billion deal. So just imagine the power of that token now, that it's not just sitting there alone. It's actually moving up because of the projects that are connected to it. So just think about that. So that project to get started is $1,500. So these are the two projects that was announced. Something that I really felt was going to be huge, if you look at the real estate project, for instance, real estate is around $3.81 trillion right now, USD. They're expecting by 2030 for that to get to $5.85 trillion. So we can see that real estate is going to continue to grow, but it's great that we're going to have involvement in it. Now, something that's not here yet, but I just want to talk to you about it because I like to always make sure that people on this call get first dibs. But debt, D-E-B-T, really was something that was created because it was going to be a paradigm shift within this group. Debt is something that is hurting a lot of people right now, but what if you could shift that to where it's a positive? And so inside of the real estate community soon, we're going to see that they're going to have programs that are going to allow people through the licenses to take the money from the earnings per day and pay off their mortgage. Because we know right now in the world we're living in, mortgage is one of the biggest fees that a person has to live with. It's like one of the highest fees you have to pay out of everything. What if we had a situation where you could actually, through tokenomics, You could actually take funds because these funds are available right away, but you could let it grow and be able to now take those funds and pay off your mortgage with your license. That is the printing press. That is the situation that shifted me into this in the first place. I wanted to be involved with the printing press that just prints the money every single day. Instead of me going there and have to labor and have to work every day, not saying I don't mind work because I like work, but I'm just saying, isn't it better, isn't wealth truly when your passive income exceeds your debt and your lifestyle? If you have that, then now you have something where you can live at a much higher level. I do want to go to Bev. I want to go over just a little bit of the information there, and then we're going to talk about why this is important to get in right now and talk about that aspect. But give me one second. I just want to go through some of the notes dealing with the beverage industry. The beverage industry right now is growing. It's at a $1.8 trillion. And as we know, water is really the top. But the thing that makes me excited about it is that our contracts that we have right now, you may know some of these names, is with Aldi's, 7-Eleven, Food Lion, and Sam's Club up to this point. I know that most of you know these names, but these are names that have been around for a long time. Well, just think that now every single time you go into a store and you see bottles in these stores, you're now making royalties from each one of those bottles that is connected to what we're doing. So soon we're going to know and we're going to understand the groups. But just imagine every time you go in a store and you see maybe, I don't know, a wine bottle with a certain name and you look at it, and every single time people purchase, you're getting a royalty off of that. But not just that, the name of our group is on that bottle as well. So you have individually become the Uber of the industry, and now you have the ability to earn income from that that actual space. So it's just like I said, it's very, very exciting what we have. I want to wrap up with this. I know this was a lot of information, and trust me, I did not go over all of it. I wish I could get through all of this, but I just wanted to kind of touch our different projects and just get you to understand the impact of it, why it's important to get in early in these projects that we talk about. One reason is this. If you look at our debt token, this was the first token within the community. It started at 0.01. In just a little bit more than a year, literally January the 20th, 2023, that debt token went from 0.01 to $40.19. I'm going to say that again. It went from 1 cent to $40.19 in just a little over a year now. So just think about this. You know, we look at our, you know, nat gas. Many of you got a chance to get involved with that. You know, but let's just look at the nat gas, for instance. Nat gas performs at about $29,000 per day if you have two licenses. Let's just go down to one just to make it even more profound. But let's just say you go to 15,000 tokens per day. You would have to take that 15,000 tokens and multiply it by $40 to get your price. And I'm not even going to go there, okay? I'm not even going to go there. But y'all can do the math on that. $40 times 15,000 tokens a day? 40 times that amount. So even if it doesn't get to $40 for Nat Gas or some of these others like Bev, just think about where that's going to be. Now, I forgot one thing. We always talk about having, and I'm going to end with this. I wish I could do more, but I'm just going to end with this having, okay? The reason why Bitcoin goes up and down the way it does is because it halves every 4 years. We all know that if we're in the industry. So some people are like, oh, my God, Bitcoin's back to 22,000. I thought it was going to zero. Absolutely not. Because every single time it gets to a halving year, the circulation, the supply of Bitcoin halves. That means the supply dives and the demand is still high, which means the price just goes crazy. And that's what we saw in 2021. We saw the price just go bananas. Because it was halving again. So we have to understand this. Every time it halves, the price just goes crazy, okay? And that's why we're seeing that Bitcoin, even with all of the news, went right back up to 22-some thousand. It's going to continue to do that. It's still going to go down, but it's going to make its way up. And some of the leaders out there, the masters out there, they're saying about 250,000. I would have to agree with them. On this next big run, we can truly see close to 250,000 per Bitcoin. Why? Again, because of the halving aspect. It halves every 4 years. So the reason why I'm talking about this is because BEV is our first one. This is kind of like our pilot program. This project is halving every 90 days, and it's burning every month. And you may not know these terms, but just think about it spiking. Every 90 days, the price goes up. That's what we have to offer right now. So we're not talking about 4 years like Bitcoin. We're now talking about some of these projects are yearly, and now our new BEV project that I just put funds into are now doing it every 90 days. So ladies and gentlemen, like I said, we've got so much to talk about. I'm so excited about our program. The last thing I'm going to say is how to contact me, especially if you're new. If you're not new, you know. Again, my name is Michael Andrews, and what you want to do is you want to text free to 954-330-3077. Again, you want to text free to 954-330-3077. And I know I was going to have Matt on, but I know I'm running out of time, so we'll come back to that another time. But text free, put your first and last name there so I know who you are. Put your city, state, and country so I know where you reside. And maybe even say I'm interested in aluminum, or I'm interested in XPLR, or I'm interested in Grow, or I'm interested in BEV, or I'm interested in Blocks, the real estate program you're talking about. You may just want to highlight that as well, but definitely make sure you do that. And the last thing is, if you can't text, please email with the same information free and your info, and you want to email to okmrandrews@gmail.com. Again, that's okaymrandrews@gmail.com. Again, that's okmrandrews@gmail.com, and I'll definitely connect with you. If you need additional information, we are going to be having webinars and things, so this becomes more clear. Yes. But, again, I'm truly excited. Now, I think I'm hearing Jane come in. You want to say something, Jane, as well?
Yes. Just real quick. So you didn't give us the price for the aluminum or BEV or real estate or debt.
Yeah, I did, but I'll do it again. Yeah, I did do that, but I'll do it again. Just to isolate everything. Yeah, I'll do that again for you. So I want to start with the first two. This is going to be BEV. The reason why I'm giving you these two first, they're lower in price, and because they're just getting started, you're going to get paid more. Okay, so just remember, the earlier you get in, the more you make. For every node or every license, it always works that way. So BEV.
Okay.
BEV, B-E-V is the abbreviation, and that one starts at $1,000 per license.
Okay.
So, again, that starts at $1,000 per license, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Blocks, B-L-O-X. Again, that's B-L-O-X, and that's our real estate side. That one starts at $1,500,
okay?
Now, let me get to the next one. The next one, and I just got to get back through, is aluminum. And aluminum right now is at $2,500 for aluminum.
Okay.
XPLR, which is the one that I really, really encourage people to get involved with, XPLR is at $2,500.
Okay.
So $2,500 for XPLR, aluminum, $2,500. And the last one was gold. Gold is $1,500. That's the one I left out.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Really good.
All right.
Yep. We only have 1 minute left for Matt.
Yes. So I was going to ask Matt that, but we're going to pause this, leave that one alone. But what I will say, because I know it's going to be a more than a minute, but basically the condensing, when we finish in the 2:30 mark, is that Matt is dealing with a project in Africa, and they have natural resources. So if you're a person on this call, you can also text if you have your own personal farm, if you have your own mine or something, or if you have contacts with individuals from other countries. We right now are looking to help them with our satellite program to be able to do it better. So if they're already mining already, we want to improve it. If they're about to mine, we want to improve what they're doing to make it better for our planet so that people are just not destroying the earth the way they've been doing it.
Beautiful.
We're trying to get people to do it the right way. And if you do it the right way from the beginning, you're going to save money, you're not going to ruin the earth, and you're going to add jobs because you're going to be able to find a lot more, okay?
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Hey, Michael?
Yes.
Michael, give me a call.
Sure, definitely.
After this call.
We have a it'll have to be later because we have another call.
No worries. No worries.
Okay.
All right,
Michael, thank you. Hey, Matt, it was great to hear you. And, Michael, as always, we love you. Thank you for everything that you're doing, and we'll be talking with you soon. So much love to both of you, and you have yourselves a great, great day.
Thank you, Jane. Thank you, Soraya.
In terms of your information. Sora. Thank you. We'll have to have you guys again real soon. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, Michael, give me a call. Oh. Quick question.
Zaria, we have a call here shortly. Okay. So now let's go ahead with our next caller I've got to bring through is going to be Ron Spence. And Ron, excuse me, some of you know Ron Spence from the Limbic Arc. And some of you do not. And I thought this is a really, really great time since everybody really understands what frequency and vibrations are all about. So let's go ahead and bring Ron Spence through. Okay, hold on 1 second. Give me a minute. Okay, got Michael done. Now we have to go get Ron. And Ron Spence is from Utah. And he's very, very well versed in the area of the limbic arc. So let's go ahead and do that now. All right, here we go.
Hello.
Hello, Ron?
Yeah.
This is Jane. Hi. Hey, this is Jane and Billy. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I expected you an hour ago. I guess we got the times.
I'm sorry. I thought I said 11:30 your time, but maybe I apologize.
Yeah.
Okay,
that's okay.
So did you want to – are you sure?
No, I'm good.
Now or you, shall we?
Sure,
you're
good. I'm good.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So I apologize about that. All right,
okay.
Everybody. We have, and if please embellish on what I also mentioned in regards to you. So some of the people that are listening today have not heard of Limbic Arc, and I would love for you to be able to introduce the Limbic Arc to all of our listeners. So Ron Spence, first of all, we've known Ron now for, 2-3 years or so, and he brought to our attention a beautiful high technology. It's all about frequencies and all about being able to touch and get information from the quantum field and bring it to us immediately. So we're talking about nutrients. So, et cetera. So I'm going to have Ron speak about that. But a little bit about Ron. Ron is our master affiliate for Limbic Arc. He's worked very, very closely with Dr. Cook for the development and the marketing of this particular amazing new technology product. And Ron also has had businesses in terms of research and investigative research in this area, as well as being a very excellent, successful businessman in various areas of you know, of the world, and he's spoken and spoken to, and is a wonderful individual in terms of also he's got a beautiful heart. He's very, very spiritual in terms of his background. So he's all about what he can do to be able to help people to get better with the physical aspect of us and emotional as well as the spiritual parts of us. So with that being said, I won't wait any longer. So Ron, take over, if you will.
You bet. Well,
tell us
thank
more about
you so
you.
Much. You bet. Well, Jane, thank you so much for that. I want to make sure, can everybody hear me okay?
Oh, yes.
You're coming
loud and clear.
Okay, I just want to make sure of that. Okay, so in any event, hey, before I get started, I've been asked to do this. You know how the world that we live in today, I have to provide a disclaimer. I like to do that right at the beginning because we're dealing with stuff that's kind of space age compared to other stuff out there, and people might interpret it wrong and such, but the information that I share with you is I've been doing research for over 40 years on all kind of different alternative things. And so this is my commentary opinion. This information is based on my personal experiences, which I'm going to share with you. And I interpret current science, which I've been doing over 40 years into this. And the things that I say, it's not to be intended to diagnose or treat any illness or disease or any condition like that. And I'm not a licensed practitioner. I don't practice medicine. I provide information. And the information I provide is from research from docs and scientists from all around the world. I put it together and provide solutions for people to entertain. I help them change their lifestyles because lifestyle contributes significantly in how effective anything works, okay? So, so I train and I do webinars and things like that. So this company called Limpic Arc, I was invited to be a part of this some years ago. I got to meet Dr. Cook, maybe 20 years ago, and helping him on another project that was associated with this, the beginnings, if you will. And this has to do with quantum physics. Now, quantum physics, for most people, they don't understand it. It's relatively new compared to the other sciences, and it's just an amazing place to study. And I've spent a lot of time studying quantum physics. I've spent over 40 years finding ways to help people heal their body. And how that all got started is because 40 years ago, I was really a sick dude, okay? And I was a young guy. And I was just so sick. Docs couldn't find out what was going on. And for over a decade, I suffered. Oh, my gosh, it was so bad. When I think back at that time of my life and how awful I felt, it was an amazing experience that I went through this. And I believe there is a reason for that. Because in this journey, and as I went through modern medicine and discovered they had no help for me, I come across a young lady. She was 106 years old. She was a practitioner. She was a naturopathic doctor, still sharp as a tack. And she took me under her wing. And she taught me things that I could do to reverse my situation. Well, after suffering with this problem for nearly 12 years, after a number of months, I was able to see my health returning. And I was so amazed at this. I thought, oh, my gosh, this is the most amazing thing. I'd lost over a decade of my life, and now I've got it back because I've learned principles of health. And so I've been on that journey ever since doing research on all this, and I share it with people. Along the way, I came across different things that I try. For example, there was a part of my life I went into, studied and trained to be a hypnotherapist and did that and gleaned some great value from that. And then, of course, all my life has been trained in biochemistry. And in understanding how the botanical world has a major impact on our health and what we can do to use that as tools to help heal us. And then I went into quantum physics. I just was fascinated. Well, here's the thing I discovered, is that when I combined all these different disciplines together, they were missing different components that when you added them all together, it unlocked some mysteries and completed the puzzle pieces that I needed to share with you the things I'm going to be sharing with you. Now, when I met Dr. Cook, he and I were actually trained under another physicist years ago before that we discovered we both knew, and it was in quantum physics. It was using technology from various parts of the world that people had placed together and got results. And I had I don't want to take the time on this call, but I had an unbelievable experience with verifying its authenticity and how it works in helping heal someone in my family. And so, anyways, let me tell you about Olympic Arc and why I'm so excited about it. Olympic Arc, Dr. Cook's been working on us for a long time, many years, 30 years of his life, 20 years on this particular model here. And he's if you can imagine now, let me first tell you how this works. And I have to yet put in your imagination hat here, because the quantum world is invisible, but it's very powerful, okay? In fact, that's where I believe prayers live and reside, and how we act upon them, what they can do to help heal our body. Olympic Arc is a tool, a training wheels device, if you will, that can help you facilitate these experiences more effectively. And here's the way it works. Imagine you walk into a health food store. And in this health food store, you know what they're like. You can find anything in there that's nutritionally based. Well, Olympic Arc, the way Dr. Cook set this up, is kind of like that, except it's a virtual health food store. It's, you know, you still have vitamin C and probiotics and enzymes and all those kind of things. But in this virtual health food store, it is the energetic information form of that. Now, what in the heck's that all about, okay? If you look at vitamin C in this virtual health food store, it's the information that's attached to that. Now, why is that significant? Well, in my studies, I've discovered over the years, one of the biggest problems that we have is our bodies. Modern humans, we are so full of toxins. And I could spend an hour with you to show you how we get all these toxins in our body, but they're all around us. They're in us, in our food, in the water, in the air. They're everywhere, okay? We even have toxic thoughts. Or electromagnetics, radiation, the very phone that I'm speaking on, I'm getting some of that, okay? And our computers and microwaves and Wi-Fi and all the high-tech world we live in, all these things have a negative impact on our physiology. Dr. Cook designed this technology so that you talk into your computer. It records your voice, but it's not recording your voice. It's recording the energy from your voice that's attached to who you are. And from that, it knows exactly your innate, it engages your innate intelligence. Well, what is that? Well, you know the name of our company is called Olympic Arc. And the reason why I got that name is because we've discovered that there's two intelligences that live within us, okay? It's our conscious thought that is really attached to our physical body, our brain. Then you have your subconscious thought, which is attached to who you are, your innate intelligence, your spirit essence. That's who you are, and you are really, really, really smart. It's just that we're not allowed that smartness that we all are, our godly abilities, if you will, is not allowed to be totally utilized in our physical experience here. We have a governor that adjusts that communication between the conscious and subconscious so that we're only getting bits and pieces of that. If we find a way that we can tie into that real smart part of us in a more efficient manner, we can change our world. And I'll show you why. And these are the dots that I've connected in doing research and hypnotherapy, and doing research in quantum physics and the biological world, and that is this. These are the dots I've connected, and for a long time, I didn't see anybody connecting these dots until the last half dozen years, and there's other docs who come to the same conclusion, and that is this, that our thought process, more importantly, our innate intelligence, our subconscious, which is the more intelligence part of us, that communicates with the quantum field. Now, let's talk about the quantum field. The quantum field is a place where the dots that I've connected is that it's a set of laws, along amongst other things. But these laws live there, and I'm sure God set this up this way. These laws have to obey intelligent input. Well, that intelligent input the big voice that makes that all happen is our subconscious. So it's really important to find out what's in our subconscious, and can we program that subconscious to create a reality, a different reality, a better reality, a more helpful reality, a more prosperous reality? And the answer is yes. And now I learned that years ago when studying hypnotherapy and using that, that relationship exists, but I never understood how it exists until I started studying quantum physics. And I realized that, oh my gosh, our intelligent instructions to the field sets our reality in motion because the laws that live there take that instruction from our smart intelligence, and it creates a hologram, which becomes our new reality. Now, guys, I don't want to surprise you here, but we live in a hologram. Science now has proven that everything in our reality is a hologram. And it appears physical to us, but when you break it down to its energetic component, it's nothing but energy and information. So that's what we're tapping into. We're tapping into the ability to more effectively change our reality. You know, our thought process is so important. Luckily, the reason why there's a governor and a limbic gatekeeper between our conscious and subconscious is because if you can imagine, if you didn't have control and you had the ability, which we all do, we're all creators, okay, in embryonic form. If you thought a thought and it was a negative thought and you instantly created that, can you imagine what kind of a destructive world we might live in and all the problems? Well, I know that's the reason why we have this governor limbic system that communicates as a gatekeeper, so that negative thoughts can't be materialized instantly and create problems. And so what we are doing is learning here a way to more effectively communicate and set the right positive instructions to our intelligence that now sends the instructions to the quantum field. The quantum field sees those instructions. It creates that reality because everything, by the way, is energy. There isn't anything that's physical in our reality, okay? It's all energy. It's perceived in our matrix to be physical when, in fact, everything's energy. So that new hologram now starts coming your way. There's a mechanism in there that determines how fast you get it. You've all heard of the words spontaneous remission. Spontaneous remission, I believe, is that in action instantly, where somebody's got days to live and someone gives them something, and they said, this is going to heal you and you're going to be made whole. Well, they take it believing that, and there's other mechanisms in place there that makes that transact. And then the next morning they wake up and their disease is gone. This has been documented many, many, many hundreds of times every year. Okay. So when I look at all this, I look and I'm reminded of back in the day when Jesus was on the earth, and he said to his disciples, he says, these things ye see me do, ye shall do and much greater. Okay? And so I look at that. He knew what our capabilities are. He also said, and these are some of the clues, that if you only had faith, if you had the faith of a mustard seed, you could move mountains. Well, I think he used that term mustard seed because mustard seed is the smallest seed that we know out there. Just have a little bit of faith. Now, what we've discovered, and this is where I'm going to take you into this next part of the discussion, is that Dr. Cook created in last year a pet program. The things that we are doing for humans, which I'm going to tell you in a minute, we're allowed to do for pets now. And I want to tell you just briefly some amazing experiences. In fact, I'm telling you this because it's more amazing than what we've discovered with humans. And we're scratching our heads and finding, why is this technology working even more effectively with pets than on humans? And the conclusion that we came to is that humans think negative thoughts, or they disbelieve, or they don't accept it. And as a result of implementing any negative thought process in the process, it interferes with the effectiveness of that energy information coming your way. Dogs and cats and horses and such don't emote that way, and they can't interfere with it. And we're finding amazing things happening. Let me tell you a story. This is my own little dog, okay? This is my wife's dog. It's not mine. But it is mine because he lives with us. And this last summer, he's an old dog. He's now 16 and a half years old. And that's like 115 years in doggy years, okay? Well, he had a stroke, okay? And figuring at that old, you know, that's pretty expected. We read all the symptoms. He had every single one of them. We thought, well, we're going to have to, you know, put him down and such. And I went into our technology with our new pet program, and I said, I'm going to create for him a formula design, because I've come to the conclusion that when I've looked at all the stuff, because I've now created 135 different formulas, okay, and for humans, okay, and I thought, I'm going to create one for my little dog, okay, that's unique for him. And I did that, and I turned it on. I'll show you what we did to do that. I turned it on. For 3 days, he was throwing up. He could not stand. He tried, and he'd fall over. It was really bad. It was sad. And so we were going to take him to the vet and put him down. And I said, let me try this first, okay? So I did two different formulas for him, unique to him. I engaged his intelligence in this, in some process. And this little dog, within the next day, started an unbelievable recovery. Within 1 week, he was walking, still like a drunken sailor though, okay, but still walking and moving forward. He was eating. Within a month, he was back to normal. We haven't seen any. He acts like a young dog. He can jump up on a couch. He can do all the things he normally did before, and he's 16 and a half now, still going strong. And I just created a new info booth, what we call these info booths. I call it dog meal, okay? It's all the ingredients and nutrition that a dog, a carnivorous dog, would need to be strong and healthy. And it's changed his life. It's unbelievable. Now, the two major things I found making this whole thing, yeah, I've got 135 different formulas, but I'll tell you what, there's only two basic things. If we can learn every day to detox and provide the nutrients to our cells, that's everything. We can change our lives, can change our health by doing those two things. So what I've done in this virtual health food store that I talked to you about, when you go in there, you can select various things. It's in a program on your computer or on your phone. You can go in there and select. But Dr. Cook did something very unique here. He's taken out the guesswork. He's saying, okay, most people, when they walk into the health food store, they're there because they read something, they think it might help them, and they go and purchase, try it and see if it works. I've done that before. 90% of the time, I don't see any results. But with Dr. Cook, what he's done is he's created this mechanism where it engages your innate intelligence. Now, your innate intelligence knows exactly what you need and how much you need, okay? So he engages that, and your innate intelligence now selects out of that health food store of all the stuff that's in there, it's going to select exactly what you need, unique to you, personalized to you. And you turn that on, and guys, it's just amazing. Now, I have one of my personal testimonies on this. In fact, Jane and I were within a year of each other, okay, age-wise. And I won't say what that is, okay, 29, something like that. But in any event, for 10 years, over 10 years, I've suffered from asthma, okay? I've tried all kinds of different things and never been able to solve that problem. And it's progressively got worse as I got older, okay? And so when Dr. Cook created this new component of the technology where it engages your innate intelligence, I just said, okay, let's see what I need. And it was identifying all these different nutrients and things, and I'd turn them on, and I'd use them for 10 days at a time. Okay? And then I'd do another one and get another formula and do it. Well, here's what happened. And it didn't happen overnight. It took, in fact, I measured it was 3.5 months. In 3.5, I just felt I was feeling better. I could sleep better. I had more energy. But after that 3.5 months, something remarkable happened. All of a sudden, by the way, I was diagnosed officially, okay, having asthma. I did had all the tests. The medical doctor did, yeah, they did all the tests and everything. That's what you have. Hey, never can solve the problem of how and why I have that. But when I did these spark scans with the InfoBoost, I noticed that there was a particular ingredient I was not familiar with. It was a Native American herb, okay? And I noticed that it was scoring high on my scans. It would say, Ron, you need more of this and this and this with a percentage. And so I'd select those, and every week I noticed that this thing was there, but it would just got lower and lower and lower. In other words, it was less importance. And after 3.5 months of this, I woke up one day and I realized, oh my gosh, all my symptoms of asthma are gone. The three symptoms that I always had, shortness of breath if I exercise, coughing a lot, especially in the fall of the year, and pressure in my chest. And in fact, it was the pressure in my chest that caused me years ago to have this test because I thought it was something more serious. And when he did all the tests and he said, yeah, you got asthma, here's what it is. So they are all gone and have been gone for almost 2.5 years now. And so I'm sharing this with you because these are the kinds of stories I get from people all around the world, and this is my own personal one. Now, the technology is designed so that your innate intelligence is helping, guiding, and directing you. We have people with instant results. I'll give you my instant result one, and I'll show some people it takes months to make these changes. It took me nearly 4 months to see the thing that happened with asthma, but I had an instant result. One other problem that I had, okay, I've had a ringing in my head. Some people call that tinnitus, but I've done a lot of research on it because I've had it for about 8 years, and I've discovered for most people it's not in your ear. It's like an inflammation in the brain, okay? And so the very first day, Dr. Quick says, okay, Ron, here it is. Turn it on. See what happens. It was a very limited library. I went into this virtual health store. Not a lot of stuff in it. But I went in there and selected, because I'm trained in this, I went in there and selected all the things I know that are good and healthy for the body. Probiotics, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, herbs, essential oils, all the things that I know that I've personally done in the past, onesie, twosie. I identified all these things. I turned this on, made my own personal formula. I turned it on. It was a big formula. It had 80 ingredients in it. I turned it on. Within 2 hours, now, I can't say this, you'll have the same experience, but I did, okay? Within 2 hours, I was with Dr. Cook when this happened. For the first time in 8 years, that ringing was gone. I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, what happened here? And I told Dr. Cook the experience. He says, you'll see that you'll have more experiences like this. This happens all the time. Now, the only thing, the dots that I've connected, is I believe that there was something that I'm missing that I wasn't getting. And how can that happen? Toxins are in our body. Everybody has them. All the research shows that toxins are blocking the ability to receive and assimilate nutrients. Dr. Linus Pauling told us that. He says that you always have a disease when you are missing a nutrient mineral over a period of time. If you don't solve that problem, it always manifests. And the biggest problem that healthcare practitioners have today is we have to get people, you know, to get the toxins out before the nutrients will assimilate.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Ron?
Yeah.
You know what? We'd like to be able to talk with you longer. And you know what? I know I've got dyslexia. But anyway, because I messed up on the time.
Okay.
And so when can we talk with you again to finish up? And we probably need at least another half hour or at least 45 minutes with you.
Sure. That you name it, just let me know. I'll fit it in.
And then maybe we could. Yeah, and then maybe we could do a little Q&A too, so we'll have a more extra time for that, because I think people would be really interested in asking you some questions.
Thank you so much.
I don't know. Maybe it's the age is catching up with me, or maybe it's memory loss, or whatever it is. I better go to my booth and fix that a little bit. So thank you so much for being with us. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
I'll talk to you real soon. I know people will say, hey, where's Ron? We want to talk to him. So we'll talk to you in a little while. I'll get back to you later on today.
You bet.
Thank you so much, Ron. That was great. Great. Thank you. All right, everybody. I'm so sorry, everyone, that we have to hang up right now. But I definitely will make sure that we'll be talking with Ron real, real soon, like in the next day or two. Okay? All right. And we are finished. Thank you so much, everyone. We have our call with Q very shortly, and that's in about an hour. So anyways, we shall see you there. Boy, oh boy. Okay. Thank you.